This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Throughout the pandemic, remote learning, hybrid schedules, socially distanced classrooms have forced teachers, students, and parents to adapt to a radically new version of schooling. But what changes will remain once buildings reopen? In this episode of WKSU's education series, Learning Curve, we look at what teachers have learned from pandemic education. Students are in school at Findlay Elementary in Akron. We just can't see any of them.
This is our playground, and it's just such a sad sight that there aren't, you know, kids running around.
Dean of Students Teresa Ascendo says all the kids are at home in front of computers. Classes haven't been held inside this building since last March. Ascendo says the experience has been surreal.
It's very Twilight Zone to have empty classrooms and quiet hallways and empty playgrounds, empty cafeterias.
She says going remote radically altered how the classroom setting is used to connect with kids.
The setting was ripped away from us, so it's almost like I had to redefine what it means to be a school leader. And I'm sure that teachers are redefining what it means to be a teacher and what it means to teach.
It's been a challenge, for sure.
Cynthia Rochford, a gifted learning teacher at Portage Path Elementary in Akron, says that after 22 years in education, the switch to remote learning was the hardest thing she's ever done.
I'm in my basement in a small section that I tried to replicate my classroom.
Sandwiched between a couch and stairs with a dry erase board as a backdrop, she's tried to bring a sense of normalcy for youngsters trapped at home.
Every day I get online with my kids, they want to know when we're coming back to school. They miss their classmates. They want to communicate with them. They miss their teachers. They miss the hugs. You know, I miss the hugs.
Schooling has come to mean something different for Rochford.
Their emotional well-being is more important to me than any curriculum that I can teach them.
That sentiment is echoed by Garth Holman, who teaches social studies at Beechwood Middle School. He says the pandemic has emphasized the idea that he's teaching a person, not a subject.
I have students that are concerned about family members, and they tell you, so then you're emailing kids to try to keep that emotional connection with your students. At my level, that's probably as important as the content.
He says the pandemic has revealed the resiliency of both teachers and kids.
We're in a world where there's no manual. There's no manual to tell us what to do or how to best reach kids. So each teacher is making conscious decisions about how can I build relationships with kids? How can I build trust? How do I cover my content?
Holman is not only a middle school teacher. He's taught graduate courses in online learning and presented at conferences around the country, showing educators how to integrate technology into the classroom. He hopes that even after in-person learning returns, the lessons of the pandemic will remain, that teachers will use the tools that suit each student best.
I think you're going to see, even in the live atmosphere, you will start to see more of that technology seeping into classrooms and being used to meet the needs of individual kids.
Holman students are building their own online textbook and using Google Earth to create virtual reality lessons. He says teachers have worked extraordinarily hard to adapt overnight to a whole new teaching system, which has a silver lining.
Now they have these resources they can go back to and use in a different way. Now they have resources kids can put earphones on and be doing something productive for that kid while somebody else is talking to the teacher and figuring out how to do something else.
Back at Findlay Elementary in Akron, Teresa Ascendo says remote learning and the window it provides into the home life of students has brought home the need for schools to be more human and place more value on the emotional lives of kids.
It really makes you reflect on how significant your role is, not only to teach them reading and mathematics, but to teach them self-love and self-esteem and independence and innovation, and to teach the student and to love the student. I think there's been a lot of love.
She's hoping that when kids once again fill the hallways and playgrounds of her school, that a renewed love of learning is the lesson from pandemic education. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.